Nolte, Trump leads Kamala in Michigan, U.S. Senate race close. By John Nolte on August 30, 2024. The latest polling out of the crucial swing state of Michigan shows former President Donald Trump leading incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris by a single point. In a race that includes third-party candidates, Trump leads Kakalie McNever borders are 46-45%. In a two-way race, Trump still leads, 47-46%. The poll, taken after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. endorsed Trump, also shows Harris and Trump with statistically equal favorable/unfavorable ratings. Harris sits at 46-49% favorable/unfavorable, while Trump sits at 46-49%. In Michigan's race for the U.S. Senate, Democrat Representative Elissa Slotkin earns 48% of the vote, while her Republican challenger Mike Rogers sits at 42% support. That leaves 12% undecided. Slotkin might enjoy a 6-point lead, but she is under 50% and well-known in Michigan. If Rogers can juice his name ID, he is within striking distance. In the Real Clear Politics average poll of Michigan polls, Harris enjoys a 1.7-point lead. As I have said before, and now believe even more after Kamala's disastrous CNN interview, that girl has likely peaked. She enjoyed 6 uninterrupted weeks with billions and billions of dollars in free corporate media cheerleading. She enjoyed the highs of her own announcement, the Tim Walz announcement, and her convention. Sure, anything can happen over the next 60 days, but that is likely as good as it gets for her. The woman who appeared on CNN Thursday night did not look ready for prime time. She has no confidence, no real vision, and looked like someone showing up for a job interview with her dad, Walz. Related, CNN's Cooper, by doing joint interview, Harris decreases amount she'll be pressed. This is not sustainable. Her comment on CNN about how her values haven't changed will haunt her in ad after ad. And how will the woman who looked so intimidated by CNN's chief Kamala cheerleader Dana Bash hold up in the upcoming presidential debate? Kamala Harris cannot handle pressure, which is why she choked on CNN. I'm not making any predictions here. Kamala can still win, no question. But if you game out the next 60 days, the winds do not favor her. If Harris falls behind in the polling, the only way to dig herself out will be by doing media interviews. That's when we could see a real doom loop. There is no there there. We are now entering the stage of the campaign where voters will begin to realize that. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.